It's good. I love that love chapter because it says, what to say, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. There's an element that part of this evil speaking kind of digs at our nature, that we actually, when we hear an evil report about somebody, we actually delight in passing that along. And part of it is it just, I'm not a psychologist here, but I think the element we've looked at and said pride is one of the reasons why we have evil speaking. And so there's an element that when we pass on some information, better stop talking about him. He's using you as an illustration here, brother. Not about you specifically. We're just throwing this out. We're talking about evil speaking. So, but you weren't the. I wasn't. You were the. I was speaking. Well, you just talked. You just talked to other people about it. All right. Yeah. That's not bad. Woo. Woo. Yeah. I sure look guilty, but I'm not. Yeah. That's what I tell my wife, you know? Oh, my. So I think there's an element that we delight in being able to pass on something that we feel like by knocking somebody else's head down, mine stands a little bit taller. So that's one of the things I put down here was, do I delight in telling the sin? Do I like recounting? Is that actually pleasurable to me, or is it painful to me? Am I going through an element that says, man, I wish I didn't have to share this. I wouldn't if I didn't have to. I think that can be a real good sieve to help me understand. Am I doing it the right way for the right reason? Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, good. Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's something to be considered beyond just even individual, but the unity of the whole. And yeah, that's a very good thought too. Yes. That's very good. Very thoughtful. It's amazing how we boil it down to our children. It's the same dynamic, but it helps us to see it very well. That's good. I think the element comes into it. We can ask the question, is it more appropriate for me to go talk to that person than to share this with somebody else? And there may be situations where, you have talked to that person, you've gone through that step, or sometimes you're warning about some danger and you really don't have a connection with that person. But we're dealing mostly with our interrelationships. So yeah, that's, I guess maybe the question might be, would I mind if that person was present while I said these things? Would that influence what I said and how I said it? Because I think that would really indicate, say, no, I it would be okay for them to be here because I have tried to communicate this to them. What I'm sharing to you, I would share to them, and I have shared with them. That doesn't always make it right to share that to someone else, but it can be a real good, helpful gauge to say, I'm not going as a backbiter or a whisperer trying to do this behind someone else's back. So it's really good. And Yes. Yeah. What forethought have I asked the Lord about this before I entered into that conversation? Because many times, those type of conversations are just spur of the moment. The flesh just doesn't think about it; it does. So that's a really good one. Have I prayed about this? We're almost out of time, but yes, sir. Yeah. There's a scripture verse, I think it's in the Psalms, that talks about, Lord, set a watch over my mouth and keep the door, the gates of my lips, or something like that. I think that, to me, sounds like that very concept, that is, I'm asking the Lord, I want to pray to you before I speak. And, I think that comes in with the idea of praying without ceasing. Really, our lives would, if we would pray before we begin a conversation and during the conversation we are actually communicating with the Lord, that is the kind of life the Lord wants us to have, dependence upon Him moment by moment in how we respond to people and to each other. That's beautiful. Rarely seen in my own life in terms of that level of intensity of fellowship. But I do know of what I speak in terms that I've felt that and experienced that from time to time. That's a wonderful thing. So, yes, sir. Psalm 17:2. Okay. Psalm 17:2. That's a good verse. Let my sentence come from before your presence. Wow. It's interesting that Jesus says that he never spoke anything but what he heard his Father speak. That is incredible. I don't believe that language means that he heard an audible voice from the Lord. And you say, how do you know that? Well, if you study that type of language in John, Jesus will tell him and say, you only speak what you hear your father, the devil, speak. And I don't think he means that they are hearing the voice of the devil in their ear and then they're saying it. He's saying there's an impulse that's coming from the devil and you're speaking exactly what he wants you to speak. So there's an element of when he says, I only speak what the Father, there's that impulse of the Holy Spirit in the life of Jesus Christ that he knew it. Every word that he said was directly from the Father. That is powerful. Okay. All right, I'll just throw out one more here. Does my relating of the faults of another cause me to fear for my own fall? I feel like if I'm doing it in the wrong spirit, typically I am rejoicing in the fact that I'm not as other men. I'm not like this person that I'm talking about. And if I have a self-confidence in myself as I relate the sin of someone else, I'm probably not doing the right thing. If I have the right spirit about it, I will, if you're restoring someone else that says, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So there's an element that says whenever, if I'm really in a restorative aspect of what I'm doing, there will be such a humility in my heart that says, I am just like them. I could fall just in the way they have. And I think that helps to another way to check. So, can we summarize some of these things? Would it be more appropriate to talk to the person directly? Would I mind if that person is in the room? Do I delight in telling the sin? Does my relating of the faults of others cause me to fear for my own fall? Does this person need to know because they can help restore that person? And does this person need to know as a warning against present danger? And so anyway, it's just something to really think about. You think about, and I guess I should be at the end, but I don't mean to muddy the waters, but I've thought about it. I don't know if I know the answer to this. And some things I say, well, it's okay to share this information because that person is far removed from the situation. This is talking about stuff that's going on in South Carolina. Nobody knows about it. You're like, no. I'm getting some have some better clarity than myself because there's an element that says, okay, yeah, you can. It's okay to share this information because this person is so close to me. Meaning, I'm just sharing it with my wife. I don't know if I want to draw a long string, a line between me and my wife in terms of that element, but I guess there is a closeness there, right, in that bond. Am I sensing something? Do you feel a freedom to share with your spouse the things that you experience? How many of you say, I feel that freedom? Okay. Most people. Some people don't. Some people are like, I'm not sure. But how many of you say, I have told my spouse something that I realized, you know, that probably was evil speaking. So I think in some ways it's still, the rules do apply in terms of, now I'm going to be more forthcoming with my thoughts and things toward my wife, but I still need to have the right kind of spirit and the right kind of love as I do that. So maybe I am going to share those things with my wife, so I better make sure that I've got the right spirit and the type of thing. So that's something to think about. So anyway, I don't know if I've added any more clarity to it, but I definitely wanted us to just think through, and I appreciate your all involvement in that, because I think, to me personally, I'll share that to you, say, God's doing something in my life to take this very seriously, and I just want to be more careful, and I'm just going to stop talking about Lance. I really am. So. No. All right, so I had another lesson planned if this didn't go as long, but we're out of time, so we'll just pick that up next.